Hare Krishna, this is text 7 of the Damodarashtakam. Please get your songbooks out so that we can sing it together.
Atma jo badda moje vayatvat tvaya mochito bhakti bhajo krito cha tata prema bhaktim svakham me prayacha namak shigraho me Siddhamodareha.
Why are still bound to the grinding mortar? You granted the two sons of Kuvera liberation from the curse of Narada and blessed them with loving devotion to you. Just as you made these demigods recipients of the greatest mercy, kindly grant me not liberation, but the same eternal perfection. O Damodar, I long for nothing other than that. So in the preceding verses, Satyavrata Muni has prayed for first the darshan of the Lord in his mind, but then he wanted to have the sakshat darshan. So here he might ask himself, how is it possible for someone like me to get the direct audience of the Lord? And an idea comes to his mind. He says, kindly grant me this bhakti. Bhakti to you. Just like you have granted the bhakti to the two sons of Kuvera, in just exactly the same way, grant me bhakti. Because it is by bhakti that everything is available in Krishna consciousness. Bhakti is better than moksha. Krishna might say, no, well, wouldn't you like to have liberation from material existence? What if you are still stay in material existence? What will bhakti do for you? But Satyavrata Muni has a ready answer. He says, no, bhakti is the highest. It's like a Chintamani jewel. Everything can be obtained with a Chintamani jewel. There's nothing higher. Everything. I remember when I was a small child, once the priest asked me, what would you like if God stands before you and offers you any boon? What would you ask him for? And I thought for a long time. I thought, well, I would like to have a new bicycle, and I would like to have always enough pudding or pudding to eat. But then I thought, my innumerable other desires can be fulfilled if the Lord just gives me a magical wand, you know, one of those sticks. When you go rum, then everything comes out of the sticks. So also here Satyavrata Muni with the same logic says, if I have bhakti, I don't need to have anything else, because bhakti will bring everything else. Srila Jiva Goswami quotes one verse from one Vedic scriptures, in the Priti Sandarbha, where this becomes very clear. The verse is, Bhaktiya evainam nayati, bhaktiya evainam dashati, bhakti vasha purusho, bhaktiya eva bhuyasi. Bhakti brings one to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhakti reveals to one the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhakti brings the Supreme Personality of Godhead under its control. Bhakti is stronger than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you can see from bhakti is the highest energy. We all know that it's the internal energy of the Lord, and the embodiment of that eternal energy is Kartika Devi Srimati Radharani. In one of the 24 qualities of Radha, her glory shines forth. She can even bring Lord Damodar under, or Lord Krishna under her control. The Lord will walk through the forest of Vrindavan, and he will come to Radhakund, and he will pray, O Radhakund, you are dear to you're dear to Srimati Radharani, please reveal to me the darshan of my beloved. So yes, bhakti is so powerful that it can bring even the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Satyavrata Muni must have felt, if I have darshan once and then Krishna disappears again, then I will be suffering the agonies of separation. But if I have prema bhakti, then I will not have just once a darshan, but Krishna will always be bound. He will be next to my side. I will always be able to see him. So bhakti is better than just one darshan and then the Lord is gone. Now, it's very important here to see Satyavrata Muni's transcendental logic. He feels incompetent or not qualified to receive such a high Chintamani jewel, such high bhakti. But he offers a comparison. Or he makes the point, even Nala Kuvera and Manigriva obtained bhakti. Normally bhakti can only be obtained by someone who is 100% ekandika, fixed on this, and not for one lifetime but for many, many lifetimes. Then maybe the Lord grants it. But Nala Kuvera and Manigriva were not like this. They were not fixed really on getting bhakti. They were, or getting Krishna. They were fixed on enjoyment. Still by the blessings of Narada Muni, they received such a birth that they had darshan of Lord Krishna, and that Lord Krishna gave them this rare precious gift of bhakti. He made them entitled. He, that is Krishna, overlooked all their disqualification and said, here, take my bhakti. That this is so is proved in text 42 of the 10th chapter. There it says that Krishna says to the two devatas, O Nala Kuvera and Manigriva, now you may both return home. Since you desire to be always absorbed in my devotional service, your desire to develop love and affection for me will be fulfilled. And now you will never fall from that platform. They just mentioned it one time, give us bhakti. And although they were not qualified, Krishna made them entitled. Krishna made them qualified. So please, be as kind as you were to them, to me. I am also not qualified. I also make this request more like a lip service to you. I have not done sadhanas, which entitle or qualify me for this. But you are Damodar. You are bound by love. So kindly be merciful to me. O Damodar, he says, I do not long for anything other than that. So Krishna might have said, now you said you wish bhakti to my form in, as Damodar, eternal, everlasting bhakti. But do you not have any mercy on me? Do you always want that I'm bound with a rope around my belly? Do you want that I'm never a free man? So Satyavrata says, oh, I regret to have asked this, my Lord. I of course want only your benefit. But see, what I wish to say is, I wish to have this uncommon bhakti, which one can get here in Vrindavan, to your form of Damodar. The word Damodareha implies an iha. Iha means here, here in Vrindavan, you are bound by the love of your devotees. Here in Vrindavan, you are extraordinary, playful. Here in Vrindavan, you are extraordinary, merciful. So kindly, don't exclude me from your Vrindavan mood and your Vrindavan pastime. Please grant me this. I don't want anything else. And it's very sweet. Krishna was still bound at this time by Mother Yashoda. This is the meditation. The Damodara means the bound Lord, but he could give liberation from the curse of Narada Muni. So please, you are, can also free me from the curse of material existence. Please, Kripa Karo, please show your mercy. Please be kind. So, this is a wonderful meditation, and we can see everything now moves to the highest point of bhakti. Everything moves forward in this wonderful, wonderful way. Hare Krishna. Tomorrow is a wonderful day for all the Vaishnavas. Giriraj's appearance day is actually not tomorrow. I'm still in the wrong time zone. It's today is Giriraj's appearance day. What does this appearance mean for us? What does this Leela spell out to the world of the Vaishnavas? Well, by requesting his own kinsfolk to not worship Indra any longer, but to direct their worship exclusively to Giriraj, who is not different from the Lord. The Lord wanted to say, please do not take shelter in this devatas. please take shelter only in me. And in order to prove that taking shelter in him gives us all security and protection, he lifted the Giriraj mountain in order to protect the Brajavasis from Indra's reaction, his reactory anger. Why did Krishna hold the mountain for exactly 7 days and not longer and not shorter? Well, one answer could be said because it took Indra to stop his attack and come to his senses for 7 days. But the Lord could have made him understand much faster. Why did it take 7 days? The devotees of Vrindavan will say that Krishna wanted to make 7 points. Don't take shelter in devatas. Don't also take shelter in kings. Don't take shelter in rishis, the great rishis. Don't take shelter in the pitris, the ancestors. Don't take shelter even in your own intelligence. Don't take shelter in your money. And finally, do not take shelter in your own strengths. In 7 days, he excluded 7 forms of shelter where the conditioned soul usually takes shelter in times of trouble. And with this, he wanted to show that my shelter is enough. No need to go to any other shelters. This is one of the reasons the devotees say why Krishna lifted the Giriraj mountain for 7 days. But you can be rest assured, for every little dust speck or speck of dust in Krishna's Leelas, there are millions of explanation, so that many Vaishnavas can talk and talk without unlimited, without any end, about the unlimited pastimes of Krishna. I wish you all a wonderful Govardhan Puja day. I will give a lecture in the sweet English language on the glories of Giriraj and put it into Sharanagati, the Sharanagati library. It's such a pleasure to be allowed to serve all of you during the month of Kartik. I wish you all the best and lots of kripa, lots of mercy from the Lord. Hare Krishna.